This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam and Greg. Take us with you on the Odyssey app on this Sunday morning, 23rd day of February. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to everybody up in Swanee.
Up in Gwinnett.
Swanee. You first responders and hospital folks and teachers and everybody that's up there helping people. I just got rid of my whole page here.
Why you do notes that?
I don't know why I did, because I'm an idiot. But, you know. We'll get to that in a second. Can I do some thank yous? I started the show with.
Go ahead.
We'll do it again because we got a whole new audience, and I've been gone the last couple of weeks, and still being blessed to do some things here, and so because of that, you've made some adjustments. Noelle has made some adjustments. I want to thank you two first of all for just what you've done, and as far as like I said, just maneuvering things around. Jason Longshore for coming in here and sitting in while I was gone. I want to thank Mike Conti for just allowing me to go out and play in another sandbox for a little while here.
I've been
in show business for the last couple of weeks.
Okay.
And here's something I didn't mention the first day. I mean, the first hour when we started, and I put these thank yous out there. And my last thank you goes out to Tyler Perry, of course.
Yeah.
And bringing me back for another season. But do you know how crazy I was when I got – this job.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about it, didn't say it, you know, on the air. And then I told you about the amount of scripts that I had.
Yeah.
Right? And how I was just, I didn't know how I was going to absorb all that. And so it happened, and I got past it. But as I was preparing for day one, I think you'd imagine, right? Day one. I go downstairs, and I'm going to get stuff out of the little office there, and I step down on the bottom stair into the carpet, and I feel squish.
Whoa.
It was the day of that rain we had.
Okay.
And my basement took on water. And so I had this flood in the basement that I couldn't address because I had to leave.
Yeah, you got to go.
I
got
to go. And there's, you know, she's got work to do, and I can't leave Jesse to tend to it. Right. Right. So I am on set all day long, not only focusing on what I got to do, but knowing that I'm going home to a flooded basement. This is what makes life interesting, right? It does, man, because if everything works out, like I said, there's nothing more boring than perfection. You got to have the roller coaster. It's the ebbs and flows of life. You want to have them stories for the Christmas and Thanksgiving table. Y'all remember what happened to me back in February? You know, that kind of stuff. So that did happen on the first day. I didn't mention that earlier. So I want to thank everybody who sat in for me and helped me do what I needed to do and allowed me to be gone for this period of time. And thank Jason again, because I'll be around the corner. I got to head out again. But, yeah. And having said all of that, you brought this up. I'm at it again tomorrow.
Yep, you are. You are.
Tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, the debut of Beyond the Gates. CBS is venturing back into daytime soap operas And yours truly is in episode number one. I don't know where I'm going to show up. I'm on the IMDb page, believe it or not, even though I'm in one episode.
All right.
So if you want to go to Beyond the Gates and see, you know, go to their IMDb page, you will see my picture as you scroll through the folks. But I don't know what time it's on because I don't know when soap opera. It just has CBS tomorrow.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. I'm done with that. I'm going to get past it. Three cheers and three jeers. Who's going first with the jeers and cheers?
You know, I don't know. Whoever wants to go. Noel, you want to go or you want me to start out?
Sure, I'll go.
Uh-oh, here we go. Here we go. Here we go, folks.
Let's see.
Now, we got to tell everybody what this is again?
Do you have cheers or you have jeers?
I have three cheers.
Okay.
So, let's see. We have Troy Young takes the fine. Troy Young speaks out about the refs. Thank you. Somebody has to. At least one good time. So Troy Young taking the fine, that made me smile. Another thing that made me smile this week that I physically cheered for, Patrick Mahomes gets a haircut.
Ooh.
Yay!
Yeah, he did.
I'm so happy. I don't know why I desperately wanted to see a new style, but thank you. Thank you. So much better. And third, I just really enjoyed that 3-hour special that Lorne Michaels and company gave us last week. I was able to finally go home and watch all of it. I queued that up for Greg because he wasn't here to give his 2 cents about that.
Yeah.
But, so that's my three. Trae Young takes the fine, Patrick Mahomes gets a haircut, and SNL entertained me.
Three cheers.
There you go.
Nice.
We can talk about that. Well, we got casting call around the corner, so we can talk about that then.
Yeah,
I had really forgotten about that, to be honest with you. This is how much stuff just left my mind.
You had
this
all
past
kind of
week.
Stuff just sailing past you, right?
Mine are jeers.
Okay.
Yeah, I had three jeers. The USA losing to Canada.
Yeah.
In the hockey game.
Yeah, but overall,
great game up until overtime.
But not just that, the event.
Absolutely.
Because you go back to the previous Saturday when they dropped the puck and they dropped the gloves, and it just reeled you in. But it was great hockey, and it has a little something to do with one of my jeers, but go ahead.
Okay. And I was going to go probably, hopefully not where you were going to go, but they talked about the TV audience that was there for the national anthems versus the actual game.
Okay.
Because of everything that happened in the days leading up to that second game. Anyway, that was one. How the Daytona 500 ended. And we talked to Adam about the drafting and all of that. And I know what happened yesterday, but it just that race ending the way it did. I don't care about.
It's kind of become a crapshoot. It doesn't matter where you start with that particular race. It's if you can lay back in the back or be out in the front. When somebody gets sideways in the bunch, your car's not taken out, and you just got to time it right. You know, you got to do other things right too to give yourself. You got to be good,
right?
But there's a lot of luck involved too.
And my third one, we came back with Shirley Bassey singing Goldfinger. Did you hear the news?
Yeah,
the deal was made. I just want to walk into traffic thinking about Jeff Bezos deciding who's going to be the next James Bond. Do you know how I feel about James Bond to me is like Indiana Jones for you.
Yeah.
That's
right.
My series.
Right.
And I don't know who the next James Bond should be, but I want Barbara Bacula and I want, who's the other guy? Wilson, who's taken over for, was it Cubby Bacula? Cubby and that Ian Fleming, he wrote the guy.
Right.
But anyway, the producers have ownership still of the James Bond series, if you will.
Right.
But they have given creative power to Amazon.
Right. And so let's see what they do with it. I heard about that this week.
You know,
when I heard about that, I instantly thought of you.
Listen, hopefully he's got a team of people because actually you got kind of upset at Barbara Bacula too. She's the daughter of Cubby Bacula who started all this. And there was a lot of infighting for the longest time there. She and other people who were deciding on it. I think this goes back to Timothy Pierce Brosnan.
Okay.
Because if you remember, Timothy Dalton did those two movies because Pierce Brosnan couldn't get out of his contract. He was doing Remington Steele at the time being.
Okay.
And when Roger Moore ended, they wanted Pierce Brosnan. And he was a natural choice. But they couldn't get him out of his contract. Same thing happened with what you call it. Indiana Jones was supposed to be Tom Selleck.
All right.
But CBS wouldn't let him out of his Magnum contract.
Yep. But he ended up doing a Magnum episode that was kind of based loosely on Indiana.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He ended up doing an episode.
So because of that, you know, he had to wait a couple movies and then Pierce Brosnan eventually got it. So there's all kinds of backstabbing and all that sort of stuff. So maybe it'll be better. But that I didn't like that she just kind of gave up creative license to Amazon. So those are my three.
Okay. I mean, we got stuff to cheer about. That I like the stuff with hockey. I thought it was fantastic this week, and it gives leading to one of my first jeers. My first jeers is the NBA All-Star Tournament or whatever that was last Sunday night that nobody watched. It jeers for that, and hopefully they kind of look at what hockey did to do something different, and it was a big hit. It was a big hit, and everybody loved it and enjoyed it. So NBA, I hope they duly noted. And that would do something, especially if it's not an Olympic year. This year would have been difficult because we just had the Olympics. So, but if it's not an Olympic year, maybe doing something with international flair. Other thing, found out this week that Texas, we just talked about the Longhorns here a minute ago, and Southern Cal are joining Nebraska in canceling their spring football games. Now, that's religion around in this part of the country. You don't play that spring football game. Nothing else to get people into the stands and sell them some Cokes. But because nobody wins a starting job out of a spring football game anymore. If you go to spring football games, the guy that's out there doing all the great things, you might not be able to find him. He may be so deep on the bench when the season comes because of the transfer portal, right?
Right.
So you don't know. The spring game does not determine who's going to be whatever in the fall anymore, but it's still something that people enjoy and go out and see. But Texas and Southern Cal are doing it. Nebraska, they still showed up for spring football in Nebraska the way they've been doing lately. But the thing they said is because of the playoff now and the prospect of playing so many more games than you normally play, those major colleges maybe don't play the spring game.
Right.
So that's what they're doing. We're waiting to see if anybody else around here takes suit. Florida State is not going to play their spring game because of renovations to Dope Campbell Stadium. So that's a jeer. They're not going to play spring football. My other jeer is for Coach Dennis Gates at Missouri. Why? Because this week Missouri beat Alabama. They beat Alabama 110-98. You 110 points on Alabama got some issues right now because they lost to Auburn last week, by the way, in a big showdown game. But they go to Missouri and they lose. And the coach gets on the microphone and does a little Sam White, says, "Do not storm this court. This game is going to end. We know we're going to win. Do not storm the court." And that's something that's part of college basketball when you have a big win on your home court. Of course, they don't want to get fined.
Right.
There's a fine for that now. And so he said, we don't want to pay for it, but do not storm the court. And so the Missouri fans and the students did not storm the court after a mammoth win over Alabama. That gets the jeer. A lot of people, there's a safety issue. We had the player at Duke several years ago. Somebody take a swing at him on the floor. You don't want students out there. But that's such a part of college. And when you think about the SEC and all the great teams that are in the SEC this year, hey, it was a great moment that didn't take place this week. So that's my third jeer.
Okay. All right, I get the safety part of it because we've seen some crazy stuff.
Yeah.
And everybody wants to be on TV doing something stupid. At least when you're 19, 18, 20, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
So I get what you're saying.
But also they don't want to pay the fine.
They don't want to pay the fine. Who pays it? The people with the deep pockets pay it. The coach ain't got to pay it.
As long as they don't take it out of the NIL fund. they didn't need all that money.
Here's a question. When you were talking about that player, is the Mr. Irrelevant tag going to go away given the transfer portal and everything that you talked about with college football now? In other words, that person who goes to the NFL is that last pick, the Brock Purdy's.
Okay.
Well, and especially because of Brock Purdy and what he's done, is that still a tag that's sort of looked at in a kind of way?
That's still special that you are drafted rather than having to go to camp as an undrafted free agent.
But you don't get put in the sidecar or in the back of the bus or the end of the bench or whatever because we have seen Brock Purdy play well in the right system.
Right.
So in other words, that person who was Mr. Relevant, you never heard from him again.
Well, not always. There have been other guys who've had that position, and they've made the team. You usually figure the person, the last person draft, they borderline may not even make the team.
Exactly.
So you've had some guys to go out and be successful in the league after doing that. It's just the idea you don't have to take that undrafted free agent route.
All right. We'll see what happens.
Saw something yesterday. You talk about transfer portal. When you come back, we'll mention that. Something special I saw that a lot of people don't think about.
Well, it's perfect because we got Tim Scarborough coming up next.
Okay.
So we can talk to him about this.
All right.
Going to talk some college basketball up next. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And take us with you in the Odyssey app.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, the 23rd day of February. How you doing so far this morning, man? You all right?
Doing good, man. You back in the mix.
I feel like this song reminds me of my Aunt Jessie. Not Jessie, my Aunt Jessie lived on the... She lived over there in Gumbel side of town of Chicago.
Okay.
On that near south side. In fact, where Jessie lived...
Okay.
Jesse and them and Obama and all them. By Aunt Jesse, who lived over there, and this song reminds me of her. Just don't know why. Listen, we got to bring a guest on here. And what were we talking about a second ago? This would be a good question to ask him right off the top. And that would be our own Tim Scarborough.
Tim Scarborough.
You were talking about the transfer portal. It was something that was on your mind?
Yeah, just welcome in, Tim.
Hey, morning, Tim.
You know,
hey guys. Good morning.
We talk about the transfer portal, and we're going to talk about it a lot as we get to tournament time ahead for March Madness and the difference and the impact that it makes and how players just go back and forth different places. I was working in broadcast yesterday for Georgia State Women, and it was Senior Day, and one of the seniors on the team, I go ahead and say Mahogany Matthews. Everybody was there. She's one of the top shot blockers in the country. After the game, they bring the players out, each one who's a senior, bring them out to present them with their jersey and they come up with their family members and whatnot. And she played at Marshall and already graduated from Marshall. She transferred to Georgia State as a graduate student to play this season here. But it just so happened on senior day with Georgia State, they were playing against Marshall. And so she walks out there with her, and you know, Tim, how emotional a day this day can be as a player.
Playing
your last home game. And so she already is dealing with that. And then after the game, the members of the team from Marshall who were there with her, who, you know, stayed and sat on the bench and waited for her to come out. And so she looks up and she sees her former teammates who were there on this day, and she just burst into tears. I mean,
wow.
You know what I mean? And we talk about the transfer portal and how it seems so no feeling and no heart, and people just go from school to school. And I said, look at this. You know what I mean? The fact that they thought enough of her, waited to know it was a special day for her, they sat on that bench and waited for her to come out, and then they all got around her, and they took a picture with her along with her family too.
That's an amazing story.
You know, I thought it's pretty cool in this day and age. We talk about how the transfer portal, people just don't care, just chasing money bags and whatnot.
But that's mostly men.
But there's money for the ladies.
There
out
is
there too,
it, but
now.
It ain't like the same for men. Let's be honest.
Not that, but I'm just they can move around though. That's the other thing.
Oh no, you're absolutely right. I think what you're saying is the team building aspect of it is more prevalent on the women's side than it is.
This is for anybody. This is for anybody that can go through a situation like this and look and see the people you used to be with on a special day and trigger emotion. That's all. It's not saying it's something that would happen. I think some guys might feel that way if they played 3-4 years with a group of guys and you happen to be playing them on a day when you're being acknowledged.
And I'm saying I don't know that would happen. That's the only point I'm saying. I don't know that it would happen.
Let's ask somebody who walked it. Tim, I mean, how would that make you feel?
I think I'd be in my feels, so I'd be honest. But let's take this example on the men's side. If Jani Broome at Auburn, if his last game was against Morehead, where he used to play, I kind of feel like that program and the players in that program have a little kinship with him and probably want him to do well. And, you know, he's a leading person, maybe even in front of Cooper Flagg for Player of the Year. So, you know, in those kinds of situations, when the person is doing well and they're making you proud, you know, I hate to take this to football, but I know I'm in Alabama a lot and people love Jalen Hurts. He didn't graduate from Alabama, though. He graduated from Oklahoma.
Right.
But because he's doing so well now, everyone wants to claim
him. They want to claim him, yeah.
Yeah. So some of that is, you know, when people have success, you know, people tend to glom on you and gather around you. So, but yeah, I understand what you're saying, Sam. It is an emotional situation. And you're also thinking about, wow, you know, I played my years of college basketball. They went fast.
Yeah.
And now here. And it's basically over at this point.
Yeah.
See, this is what's happening with Tim now because he's working with Charlie Neal. So people come up to him. They glom to him now, right? Say, oh, you've been around Charlie Neal, so you must be important.
Yeah. You know, I travel in these SWAC and MEAC and CIAA circles now. And people actually recognize me a little bit.
Interesting week. You know, I just came down on Coach Gates out of Missouri because he told the fans not to storm the floor after they got that big win over Alabama this week. The SEC is still, you know, just amazing to watch what's happening for the schools there and how they really dominate the news cycle when you talk about college basketball and looking forward to the month of March.
It's extraordinary, man. I mean, you know, I said a couple weeks ago, a guy, Joe Lenardi, had 14 teams in from the SEC of the 16. He has since amended that a little bit. And unfortunately for your listeners, Georgia is one of those teams that right now is on the bubble. And, you know, they had a really tough game yesterday. But I feel like they'd be able to play their way back into it. And, of course, a lot will depend on how they play in the SEC tournament. So, that's the thing about majors. You get so many opportunities to take the court and control your destiny. So, you know, maybe Mike White can get them going once again and get them to be the 13th or 14th team from the SEC into the NCAA tournament.
You know, the funny thing is when you talk about the SEC and you talk about the top 10, you got five teams from the SEC in the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the next 10, and you have six Big Ten teams. And once tournament time hits, all of this stuff is just conversation, right? Because you don't know what's going to happen. You had Michigan State beating Michigan, who, and they were vying for the Big Ten title this past week. But my point for getting to all this is, as we look at these conferences, and at the end of the day, sitting there at number three is a team that's enjoying all this conversation about this conference is stepping up and that conference is stepping up. But at the end of the day, he knows where I'm going. Tim knows where I'm going. At the end of the day, you know, the blue blood may rise up and shut everybody up again, and that's Duke.
Yeah.
Man, I know you're talking about those Duke Blue Devils.
Yep.
And, wow, they're you know, Madison Square Garden is like their second home. Coach K always takes his team, used to take his team up there. And now, you know, John Shire is continuing that tradition. And they just play well there. I mean, they scored 110 points last night. 110. And Cooper Flagg only had 16 of them. So if you're looking at Duke's scoreboard and you're looking at their record, you think, oh, Cooper Flagg is dominating. He kind of is, but everybody's getting involved. I mean, it's not just him. They are loaded with talent. And, you know, Auburn and Duke, to me, are on a collision course. But you know how NCAA tournament goes. Anybody can beat you at any time, no matter how good you're playing. But I think those two teams are head and shoulders above everybody in this country.
Boy, spending time on the waitforit.com hotline this morning with Tim Scarborough. He is social. You can find him at TimScar20 at TimScar20. Always keeping an eye on all things college basketball. Who are you seeing? You know, I've noticed in Georgia State, I think they've won six of their last eight. Right now, Kennesaw State has had their moments, but they suffered a tough setback in New Mexico State. You got your folks, Liberty, they got 22 wins already. But, you know that Conference USA, all this SEC going to rule out the chance of a conference like that possibly getting a second team into the tournament?
You know, history tells us that there's probably going to be just one team out of the Conference USA. And I really hope it's the Liberty Flames, of course, my alma mater. I'm actually in Lynchburg right now. I was with the Liberty Flames, and they played FIU yesterday. Didn't play really well, but they still won by 13 points. So they are just a really good team. They defend. They only gave up 45 points yesterday. And you watched a lot of college basketball, I'm sure, yesterday. These teams score points. Everybody's put – we said Duke had 110. So, you know, the whole Division I team with 45 points, that is really saying something. Virginia in the past with Tony Bennett, North Texas in the past with Grant McCaslin, who is now at Texas Tech, and of course Liberty, those three teams have always been kind of, for the last maybe 7 or 8 years now, really, really good on defense and hard to score on. So, but the Flames look good. But for mid-majors, man, I like the story that's going on at Drake. Drake has a new coach. He was a Division II national champion. He's won four of the last seven. And he comes in, takes that job, and brings, like, his whole team from last year with him. And Drake is one of the top teams in the country, man. I think they've lost one conference game this whole season. And preseason, they were, like, 12 or 13-0. So, you know, Drake is a team that I would watch out for in the tournament. You know, when you think about basketball from a coach's perspective or a player or even an announcer, myself, having all three of those hats on, I look at a team like Drake in the NCAA tournament. You think of Fairleigh Dickinson, you think of UMBC, mm-hmm. you think of some of those teams. The thing that those all have in common is they have a bunch of seniors, and a bunch of guys who play together, and cohesiveness sometimes can trump athleticism and even talent. If you're cohesive and five guys on the floor always doing the same thing with each other, that connectivity translates into wins. And that's what you see with teams like Drake. And that's why every year the NCAA tournament is so much fun, because those cohesive, unknown teams will beat your household name teams on many occasions, the way it's been going the last 30 years.
It's Tim Scarborough joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, I got two things for you. One is I'd like you to do a service for Sam and I, and since you keep bringing up Drake, next time you're at one of their home games, would you let us know if they're playing any Kendrick Lamar in the stadium? I just wonder if the blueprint is in place and they're not going to do anything with it. You notice as college football and other college sports, they evolve and things have happened. But the tournament has been, other than going from 64 to those extra play-in games, it's been like the Statue of Liberty. It's been there forever, and nobody's messing with it. Is there anything that you'd like to see tweaked with it, or is it just, it's cool for now, it's fine for now, we won't say perfection, but this is about as good as it's going to get?
Listen, I say it ain't broke, man. I would not touch it. But having said that, it will be changed. It will be tweaked. So John Rothstein is a guy on a nationally known college basketball analyst. He's on CBS, and he's always tweeting like, "Dear NCAA, please do not touch the NCAA tournament. Sign America, right? we want to see that stay pure." And they're talking about as many as 100 teams. In the NCAA tournament, there's been a lot of different numbers thrown out there. But the 68 seems to work, man. I really do. Like, now I understand there's 360-plus Division I teams now. But that's what makes the NCAA even more valuable to me, the tournament, because only 68 of those teams are going to make it. I advocate for the mid-majors and the smaller schools. So, of course, I want to see more. I don't want to see 14 SEC teams or even 12.
Yeah.
But that's the reality of what we're living in. And if you expand the tournament, guess what? They're still going to take all of those power five teams. They're not going to get you any more mid-major. So from my perspective, I'd like to see it stay the same, Greg.
Yeah, I exactly feel the same way with you. I really do. That makes the tournament fun, makes it interesting. And it rewards those players who stay together a longer period of time. And so that's what you look for when the tournament time is coming along. Tim, we always appreciate you spending some time with us on this Sunday morning.
Yeah, man.
The calendar's about to go from February to March, so it's about to get really good, right?
All right, don't big time us now. We're going to need you in March, too. All right.
I'm actually going to be around Atlanta. I'm covering the SWAC postseason tournament.
SWAC tournament. Down at Gateway. You going to be down at Gateway?
Yeah, be down at Gateway all week. I have a game, at least one game every day from 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th, and I think the championship is the 15th. So that's when they bring in the varsity announcers.
That's all right. We get them down to the Dwarf House.
Yeah, we're right there. I got some places to hang out down on the south on Virginia Avenue. Those places. We'll talk.
We're going.
We'll talk. Yeah. All right.
Thank you, man.
Greg. Yes. Too. Bring Greg. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, bring me. Thank you. I appreciate it. All right, Scarborough. I tell you kids today. Listen, man, we'll talk to you next week. Thank you as always, Tim.
All right, fellas. Later, man.
There you go. Tim Scarborough joining us here. Hey, is money flying through the air? It could not be slower in the film industry, believe it or not, but there is a fresh casting call for you because there are still projects being shot. And when I say slow, compared to some other years, but it's still busy out there. And like I said, they got a fresh casting call. I'll tell you where you can see the list, but some job opportunities coming up next and some things I want to get to that Noel brought up, having to do with the Saturday Night Live stuff. And then remember, 9 o'clock hour, talking about Atlanta United, got the win. We're going to talk that and Caleb Johnson talking about these Hawks who take on Detroit today. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Just clapping along?
Yeah, man. You remember that video?
Yeah, of course I remember it. That's why I had her play it. I thought he'd be singing before this. I got to jump on in here. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Here we go.
I don't know what makes me smile and laugh, giggle more, this or Dion's must have been money.
It must be the money.
Eddie Murphy from back in the day.
Well, Eddie can sing now.
Now, you know the backstory of this. Where he recorded this?
Well, I know he was working with Rick James.
Rick James's house.
Right.
And then they got snowed in.
Whoa.
For 2 weeks.
You're going to get snowed in at Rick James' house.
He got snowed in.
Maybe some different kind of snow, but we don't talk about that.
No, it was in Buffalo, New York.
Yeah.
Up in that area. And they got stuck for 2 weeks up there. And he tells the story of Eddie. Well, I'm sure he didn't do a deep dive into it, but he did tell some stories about being up there with Rick James.
He had a slow tune on that album called How Can It Be that was done by Stevie Wonder that was on that album with Eddie Murphy. Yeah.
I didn't hear the whole album.
He had a couple of decent cuts on that.
I wonder if he ever did that live someplace.
This?
I never saw him do it live.
He did on one of the award shows. Some award show he was on, and the last thing on, he sang that song. Yeah, I'm forgetting which one, American Music, one of the Soul Train, one of the awards.
It's got to be on YouTube.
Probably so.
Okay.
Probably so. So he actually did sing that. I remember him singing that at the end of some award show that he was on.
Before I get to the casting call, and by the way, you can see the list up on Get Cast with Greg on X, Get Cast with Greg on X, or 929thegame.com/casting call. A couple things that I didn't get a chance to mention because I was gone last week.
Yeah.
And we talked NASCAR earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Pitbull.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no longer a car owner.
Yeah, that came out of the blue. I mean, we talked with Adam about it, and it didn't see that coming. But he still performed the pre-race.
Well, I saw it. That's what
concert.
What reminded me.
Yeah,
if you have him out at every race performing, I'm okay with him not being an owner.
You know? Well, I mean, and why it happened, I don't know if he ever gave his reason and whatnot, but it kind of came out of the blue the Friday before the race.
Right. That's what I'm saying. The Daytona 500. How does he...
Yeah. Of course, the team that he was aligned with, of course, Daniel Suarez, won the Atlanta Spring Race last year, closest finish they ever had, and we'll see what they do down there there today. Trackhouse Racing.
Mm-hmm. And one of the song he performed, like I never thought I'd see Pitbull and Bon Jovi in the same piece of music. That was kind of cool. I wanted to mention that, and then also, you know, what's making it, and it's happened over the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
But men's lapel decorations.
Okay.
It was one of those things. It was an art for a while. It went away and it's coming back. First, you know, back in the day, it was all flowers. Jackie Gleason had a flower on the lapel. You know, had a rose. Then it kind of went away. Now Ryan Clark and people like that are bringing it back. They got the pins.
Okay.
On the lapel. I'm just saying, it's just something I noticed. It's a men's accessory that is finding its way back. Like, I know Charles Woodson tried to bring the ascots back.
Yeah,
that didn't work.
Like, ooh.
Yeah, that didn't work. He tried. He stood on that hill for a long time. He's finally putting ties back on. But yeah, the lapel on.
We have appreciation for flowers on the lapel. We had a mayor that specialized.
Exact shirt. Well, women get away with doing that all the time. I'm saying men though.
Yeah.
You don't see that much.
You don't see a lot of mayors. They're gonna come with a big old flower.
No, you do not.
Right?
You absolutely do not.
You don't forget it. That's for sure.
Noelle had brought up during her Noelle's World about Saturday Night Live and how she enjoyed, you know, seeing that show and all of that coming back. And that's where we came back with Eddie. And he was on there. He did two skits. And look, it ain't Eddie at his prime. Nobody on that show is at their prime as far as doing what they do. I guess comedy, like everything else, food and music is subjective, but he, to me, showed why he's still top of the food chain when it comes to just being flat funny. And he came out there and he did the Tracy Morgan impression next to Tracy.
Yeah. Oh, my
that
goodness.
Was beautiful. The second one was,
the scared straight.
But when he came out and did Tracy, and I've seen him do Tracy Morgan in other interviews before, so I really enjoyed that. But the person who made me smile and giggle in a way that I hadn't with him in a while, and I think he was he stole, I won't say stole the show, but it was my favorite part of the show, was Adam Sandler. And he put together and the tribute to the 50 years of it. I thought that was the best part of it. So I wanted to just say that because Noelle had brought it up. Did you say what your favorite part of the show was, Noelle? And you talked about that?
I went
a little closer to you so we can hear you. There we go.
So I watched it in segments, so I was able to skip all the commercials. So I think
there you go.
Adam Sandler was actually the last thing I saw.
Mm-hmm.
And as moving as it was, it was so, which made it great, but it was so on the nose, Adam Sandler, because he has a song like that about Chris Farley just in general. Something that he does, he does a great job of hitting the heartstrings with the humor.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's just, I mean, that's what that era of SNL was to me. It was, oh, Adam has a song? Okay, scrap whatever skit that was.
Yeah.
Because this is what we're going to go with. So for him to do that, that was great. Just like Adam Sandberg, for his contribution to be the digital short was perfect because that was his SNL contribution. For all the other skits he was in, his thing was the digital shorts.
You know what also? I kind of enjoyed it. I was wondering how they were going to tap dance around this and the way they did a montage of different parts. And they put it under, problematic guests.
Oh.
Problematic guests. How do we enjoy them? And everything from Diddy to OJ. And it was, I mean, again, you can't not see that. You can't not talk about it. The Fab Five actually happened, despite Michigan not putting their jerseys and pants up there in the rafters, you know, the baggy shorts. You cannot acknowledge it. So that was something that I thought was, you know, the way they did the show from top to bottom. I'll tell you what the other thing is, too.
What was that?
I was thinking about that. Who's produced more entertainers? I won't just say comic entertainers.
Right.
Entertainers than Lorne Michaels. You can give me Ed Sullivan and Johnny Carson put together. And Letterman and whoever else, Jay Leno, Conan, all of them, compared to Lorne Michaels.
Yep. And me just cranking them out. And that talks a lot about just who he invites in to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just being the judge of that kind of talent, that's a good fit for that with an eye toward the future. Here's somebody that can come in, spend a couple of seasons in this format, but they look like they have what it takes to go forward. I think he sees all that when he invites them in to be a part of Saturday Night Live.
Now, correct me, and this is the part I want to ask, because I stepped away from the show and I haven't been back to look at it. So tell me if I missed this, and if I didn't, then I think it was one of the smartest things they did. They could have done a whole segment on the political part of Saturday Night Live and done going back and showing all the presidents and all those
people. Done.
Did they have that set? Because I walked away from it and I thought maybe they did it during that time, or did they just avoid it?
Yeah, they stayed away from that one mostly.
Okay, that was smart. Yeah, that was smart because they're going back to
Gerald Ford.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
Debbie
Ford,
Chase made it.
Yeah, just tripping all over the place.
Always stumbling down steps or something.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
So all right. So I want to get that out there. Again, 929thegame.com/castingcall. You will see the list. Also, at Get Cast with Greg on Twitter. There are opportunities in front of the camera. Haven't had Jamie Cotrette on the casting call in a while. Jamie Cotrette is the C of CL Casting, right? And L is Rose Locke. But Jamie is on there, and speaking of Eddie Murphy and the song of his, they are looking for party goers, among other things. This is an untitled featured film, males and females, any ethnicity to portray party goers, 18 to 25 years old. You'll see the breakdown. And right after that, they need people who like going out to the lake, hanging out. You got to be comfortable in a bathing suit, in front of a camera, as long as you're good with that, 18 to 25.
At the lake. We don't know which lake.
No. No. Don't know that you'll be at a lake. You could be CGI'd. You know, they could put you in an area that you laying on lawn chairs and sand and all that. It could be a soundstage. And then they put you at a lake. They could take you into Trillith, put you in a soundstage, have you in bathing suits, and you could be out there having the biggest time drinking your favorite drink there. And next thing you know, boom, you look at the project, and you're at Lake Cuomo in Italy.
You think so?
Yeah, they could do that
okay.
if they wanted to.
Okay. All right.
All right. So that wouldn't be a bad idea. Extras cast in Atlanta got a hospital scene. They need people who have been, if you have experience in the medical field,
mm-hmm.
real experience, medical professionals, like I said, this is going to be a
big. How do you dress
scene.
For the photo? If you have a nurse's app, you got
if
scrubs.
If you got scrubs, take a picture that way.
All right.
But the best way, if you don't, just look normal. Let them see your body type.
Okay.
Like, don't try to cover up. If you got some girth to you, show the girth. Because the one thing about the industry is they need people who look like everyday folks. They look like everybody. They want to see everybody who looks like they walk into Walmart or the Dwarf House.
All right.
Any of those places. Destination Casting for my man. This is true crime reenactments.
Okay. Oh, which one is that one, Greg? That's my show.
Okay.
Uh oh.
This one is for. It's called. They say for my man.
Season 9. My show. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's your show. You've been watching all 8 seasons.
Yeah. That's how I go to bed, actually. Somebody do something stupid for their man and get locked up. That's every episode. So, who am I going to be portraying this time?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, well,
and then every other one be like, in DeKalb County. I'm like,
yikes.
Okay,
yikes.
Well, then, since this is special to you, I'll read the whole breakdown. Seeking actors for very featured non-speaking role of actual people, 18 years and over. This is for true crime reenactments. Strong acting ability, a must. That's the only breakdown I got. And it goes from the,
That's all that's needed.
Yeah, 27th through March 2nd. Headshots, current pictures, mm-hmm. resume, contact information. Put for my man in the subject line. You're going to send this to DC Series Casting. DCSeriesCasting.com.
Okay.
You can see it up on the breakdown. It's the first one under Destination Casting. There's also a need for, where's my mouse here? There we go. There's a reality pilot. They're looking for weekend dads. Okay. A lot of them listen to us.
Okay.
There is a need for, this is a reality pilot, casting dads ages 25 to 50 for a new reality pilot. Men co-parenting in the Atlanta area to share their compelling parenting stories, and this is a paid opportunity. Okay. This happens March 28th through April 13th, but you want to get yourself set up as quickly as you can. This is going out there on the west side, way out west, okay. Hiram area, something like that. But Rose Lock Casting is doing Scar Issue. That's the working title for a kind of slasher thing. I've talked about this before.
Okay.
And they need gym rats, those of you who love living in a gym, and baseball fans, especially those who are fans of the St. Louis Cardinals.
You got to dress up in some kind of red stuff.
Yeah, I would imagine so. And then there's also a need from CL Casting reaching out to the Asian community, Asian males, for different roles, everything from a grandfather to a dad to a child. So those jobs in front of the camera, and I walk you through how to find the jobs behind the camera. So any questions, greg.clarksonodyssey.com, and just give me a shout, and I'll get back to you quickly as I possibly can.
All right.
Having said that, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, go and talk to Caleb Johnson. Find out his thoughts on this Atlanta Hawks team, who take on, by the way, Detroit today. And just go maybe around the NBA. But, by the way, if you can't get in front of a TV, we got the Hawks-Detroit game. Pre-tip at 5:30, tip at 6. And before that, though, college basketball action, Purdue at Indiana, tip at 1:30. But up next, Atlanta, we going to hear from Mike Conti again?
Absolutely.
That's coming up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.